I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Idaho's vaccination rate ranks at 42nd in the nation, with just over 26% of people in the state being fully inoculated. It also ranks 48th for percentage of total population with at least one dose. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show about 26.3% of Idahoans have been fully vaccinated, compared to the national average of 29.5% through Wednesday. The CDC says 43% of Americans have received at least one dose, while about 33.6% of the total population in Idaho has received one dose. When it comes to vaccine distribution, Idaho has administered 75% of its total doses, according to the CDC, which ranks 35th. In north central Idaho, 37% of people 16 and older have received one shot, while 31% are fully vaccinated. Washington has seen a slowdown in demand for COVID-19 vaccines, leading the state on Thursday to adjust the way it is allocating supply to ensure more doses are being sent to areas where demand is highest. All state residents over the age of 16 have been eligible for a coronavirus vaccination since April 15th. As of Thursday, more than 5.2 million doses of vaccine have been administered, and nearly 30% of the state has been fully vaccinated. Previously, the State Department of Health allocated doses to counties proportionally based on their population. Now, allocation decisions will be based on healthcare provider requests in addition to population size of counties. Inslee said that the state is up against a fourth surge that, quote, is very dangerous, that has the capacity to overwhelm our hospitals as these numbers continue to rise. Next week, several of the state's 39 counties will learn if their case counts and hospitalization rates will lead to tighter restrictions for businesses and gatherings. The state evaluates the metrics and counties every 3 weeks. Two Lewiston men will face charges for allegedly vandalizing the old Lewiston High School building earlier this week, the Lewiston police announced Thursday evening. Lance J. Anatilla and Dylan J. Latimer will face burglary and felony malicious injury to property charges in connection to the school vandalism, according to a news release. Anatilla was taken into custody on the 800 block of 20th Street at around 6:30 p.m. last night because of his prior criminal record. Latimer was not taken into custody. The total cost of the damage was estimated to be around $20,000. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Nearly half of the Wild Spring Chinook populations in the Snake River Basin have crossed a critical threshold, signaling they are nearing extinction, and without intervention may not persist, according to analysis by the Nez Perce tribe. The river's steelhead populations are doing better, but they also face alarming threats to their existence, according to the research. Modeling conducted by fisheries scientists at the tribe and shared with other state, federal, and tribal fisheries managers in the Columbia Basin indicates if current trends continue, 77% of Snake River Spring Chinook populations and 44% of steelhead populations will be in a similar position within 4 years. Tribal fisheries officials say a wide array of short and long-term actions, such as new conservation hatcheries, predator control, increased spill at Snake and Columbia River dams, and adoption of Representative Mike Simpson's plan to breach the four lower Snake River dams are urgently needed. Fisheries officials in Oregon and Washington agree dam removal should be considered, and other actions above and beyond current salmon and steelhead recovery efforts should be pursued. An underground nuclear waste storage tank in Washington state that dates to World War II appears to be leaking contaminated liquid into the ground, the U.S. Department of Energy said Thursday. It's the second tank believed to be leaking waste left from the production of plutonium for nuclear weapons at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. The first was discovered in 2013. Many more of the 149 single-walled storage tanks at the site are suspected of leaking. Tank B109, the latest suspected of leaking, holds 123,000 gallons of radioactive waste. The giant tank was constructed during the Manhattan Project that built the first atomic bombs and received waste from Hanford operations from 1946 to 1976. The Hanford site near Richland in the southeastern part of the state produced about two-thirds of the plutonium for the nation's nuclear arsenal, including the bomb dropped in 1945 on Nagasaki, Japan, and now is the most contaminated radioactive waste site in the nation. A multi-billion dollar environmental cleanup has been underway for decades at the sprawling Hanford site. The Washington State Department of Ecology and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency were notified Thursday that the tank was likely leaking. The State Department of Ecology said the tank is leaking about 3.5 gallons per day. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.